Come in, sit down. Relax.
Hey, I'm Emily Keel with The Sun, and I'm interviewing my grandfather, Carl Albert Montero. I call him Pai, which means father in Portuguese, and he runs his own roofing business. He has great opinions about technology, and he explains how it benefits him as well as how damaging it can be. Pai owns a flip phone, and although GPSs came a long way, he'll never use one. Somehow, he still manages to get to his next location in order to get the job done. Pai dislikes technology because he experiences a lack of communication with family all the time. He says at every family function, all of his grandkids are constantly on their phones and barely interacting with him. In this interview, he talks about how he stays away from GPSs, how cell phones are easier to use, and the amount of time we are losing with one another due to using technology.
Okay, so, Pai, yeah. I'm going to be asking you some questions.
Yes.
So, sure. Question number one is, what is your full name given at birth?
My full name at birth was Carlos Alberto Pereira Monteiro.
Oh, wow.
And then when I became a citizen, mm-hmm. I got it short. Carl A. Monteiro.
Carl Monteiro was born on May 20th, 1950 in the Azores of Portugal, which is a small island.
So when and why did you first come to America?
Oh, my father always had that great dream of coming to America, always. One thing that I remember, mm-hmm. because food was hard to get there, mm-hmm. and my father used to say, oh no, in America you can buy a dozen eggs for a dollar.
So what kind of business do you run?
Roofing business. I've been in the roofing business all my life. It's called Star mm-hmm. Roofing.
Nice. Okay, Pai, so I know how you strongly feel about technology.
Oh, that's...
And
tell me
I'm going to have to ask you some questions.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what do you think about technology?
To me, it's just something that I'll never get used to. My phone is a flip-flop phone. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know how to send a text message. I don't have emails. I don't have any updated phones. Nothing like that. Mm-hmm. It's just, technology got ahead away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I stick to my old ways. I run my business by just writing everything down.
Did they have any technologies in Portugal?
No.
No? None?
We were so far beyond what people have today. The pen, we used to get the ink inside the pen, and then I used to write with that.
What do you think is bad about having technology around?
I believe that all this technology is good in one way and it's bad in the other, because kids, you go over someone's house to visit and everybody's hooked up on computers and phones and everything. It's just, to me, I mean, we're losing big time. I don't know what's going to happen down another 20 years, but mm-hmm. that human contact that we had, it's just going out the door.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. You go over someone's house, even my grandkids. The other day, I was there, and I looked around, and they all had these things on their hands, the phones,
yeah.
And everybody was scrolling and just not even talking to among each other,
yeah.
And no one spoke with me. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I think so, too. I mean, I've seen it happen. When I talk to my sisters, I ask them a question, and
human beings have to communicate.
I agree with Pai that everyone is always on their phones. I think it's great that there are people out there who don't use technology like how it's constantly being used today.
So, do you have any stories about how you use technology for the first time?
Yeah, I hire the guy. I never go and check a job by myself.
Uh-huh.
Never.
Yep.
Because I don't know how to use the phone. The GPS. So I always bring a kid with me, and I say put the name of the street on a GPS. So he puts the name, and then he takes me to the jobs. And I've been at it for 30 years.
Yeah, you need to get me a T-shirt.
Yeah,
you forgot.
Vina.
Yes.
Você trouxe aquela camisa do Star Roofing?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Did you really forget it was her birthday last month?
Yes, I did forget. That's the main thing. On my mind, I just don't want to get involved on that. I like to do everything the way I've been doing for 30 years, the old-fashioned way.
Yep.
Look at the difference. I used to stop, get on the phone, put a dime, call the customer, I'll be there. That's it. Now, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
No, it really is.
Yeah.
If you leave the house without the phone now, you lost.
Have you ever gotten lost?
No, because I used to have a book. See, this is how things used to be. I used to have a street guide, okay, with all the name of the streets. And that's how I went everywhere. Let's say you were looking for Central Street. Then you go on a book and it would tell you it's off Central Square, it's off Broadway, it's off Windsor. So I knew at least one street. So I said, oh, it's by Windsor. Now with these GPSs, they tell you everything.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the book was like a GPS, but you had to read about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something?
Yeah.
I wish I would have come up with the idea to put it on a GPS. I would have been a billionaire now.
I know, right? You have someone in the car that uses the GPS for you?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't picture you doing it by yourself.
No,
you know?
I couldn't. I still this day I can't do it.
I'm glad my grandfather has someone in the car with him at all times to help him get to different houses in order to get his jobs done.
That's it. That's the story of Carlos Alberto Pereira Monteiro.
Pai shared some early parts of his life I never knew about. He compared his life in the past to present day in many ways. He talked about how he used a book guide to get around, and now he has someone in the car with a GPS on their phone to guide him. Pai also mentioned how he used to wait at the payphones and put a dime to contact people. Now, he just picks up his flip phone and makes the calls needed. He also mentioned about how we are losing human contact and it's upsetting for him to see. Hope you enjoyed and thank you for listening.